The next patient is Pamela Ramsey. The last name is R-A-M-S-A-Y. Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A. This is the clinical case of a 53-year-old African-American female that is a patient of Dr. Toussaint, T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T. That is following this practice because of the presence of a CKD stage 3B with a single kidney. Period. The patient had stenosis of the right ureter that eventually led her to several urinary tract infections and complications that they decided to do a nephrectomy, period. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus that has been under fair control. She has some degree of nephrosclerosis. The patient has a serum creatinine of 2.1 that was present in November 15 of 2022, an estimated EFR of 27. mLs per minute. The hemoglobin A1C has been 8.8. And the albumin creatinine ratio is 1,049. There is no doubt that this patient has a significant compromise of the single kidney with diabetic nephropathy. Period. The patient was encouraged to keep on losing weight, one, and control the blood pressure, control the blood sugar, decrease the sodium intake, and be moderate with the blood pressure. With the fluid drinking. Period. Number two, a patient has diabetes mellitus that is, as I mentioned before, with complications of diabetic retinopathy, nephropathy, and peripheral vascular disease. The patient has a left Charcot foot, and she is with obesity, with a blood pressure, with a body weight, the body weight that used to be more than 300, right now is at 287 pounds. The patient continues to lose weight. Period. She had a problem with the Ozempic and Levemir that were in back order. Now she's back on these medications. Number three, arterial hypertension. The patient is going to be with a hydralazine change to 100 milligrams BOBID, continue with the same metoprolol, irbesartan, and the administration of diuretic that she is not following for reasons that are not clear to me. Following number vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, the patient has evidence of secondary hyperparathyroidism that we are following. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is managed with the administration of famotidine. Following number, morbid obesity. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3.5 months. The laboratory workup has been ordered, and the patient was encouraged to follow a plant-based diet. period. Reviewing the laboratory workup, we invested 7 minutes in the face-to-face, 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.